Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I'm joined by my co-host, Joshua Ryan Rusin, the community director of Jake and Gino. Josh, how are you doing today, bro?
Gino, doing well, man. Fired up. Coming off last week, was in St. Augustine with you and the family for the week. And then I even had the honor of being accompanied on the flight back by you and the two oldest kids. So we had a closing on a 48 unit. So that was very exciting. Gino, what's good in your world right now?
Still recovering from 3 a.m. to 2 a.m., 24-hour day. I mean, it was worth it. I wanted my kids to see the whole entire process. I wanted them to walk into what an apartment unit looks like before it's turned. I wanted them to see what the tenants were dealing with. There was a lot of stuff going on. It was a great weekend. So, you know, you have to get on site. You have to be on. It's not all about spreadsheets. It's really about getting on, talking to brokers, talking to the property managers, talking to the maintenance techs, and really seeing, you know, underneath the hood of multifamily.
I love that. All right. So today we have a really exciting guest on the show. We have Clayton Hepler. A little bit about Clayton. So he's a real estate investor who pursued academia for the majority of his life without achieving the fulfillment he expected. He realized the grind is guaranteed, but wealth is not. So you might as well grind for something that fulfills you. As this realization, he parted ways with his academic and athletic career at Middlebury College and jumped full-time into an entrepreneurial venture with his family, a gourmet toffee company. From there, with a newfound appreciation for wealth building and entrepreneurial spark in his spirit, Clay turned his attention to investing, more specifically real estate investing. After weighing his options with many avenues of the real estate industry, he accepted a director of acquisitions position with Pittsburgh's Bevan Properties, a private equity firm just outside the city. Clay's goal is to grow his wealth and help others grow their wealth too without Wall Street. Moving forward, he and his partner, Kara, strive to contribute to the Pittsburgh community by investing in and improving its historic properties. Welcome to the show, Clayton.
Yeah, man, that was a great introduction. I know you had to chop some down a little bit. I could be a little bit superfluous a little bit.
All right, Clayton, so we got to start with your age. How old are you?
I just turned 24.
Okay, so let's take it back. You're in school. What are you studying? What's the original goal? And why wasn't the fulfillment there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was studying international and global economic relations between U.S. and Latin America. So I thought I wanted to be an ambassador. My school was really, Middlebury College is really known for language learning, learned for bringing people into the CIA, into the State Department. And so when I was a junior, I was spending some time in Buenos Aires, 8 months in Buenos Aires, Argentina, working for the State Department. And I was doing some stuff with NGOs there. I speak Spanish, Portuguese, and a little German. And that's what I wanted to do. I said, wow, this is it. You know, and I got there and I got to Buenos Aires and I was like, wow, this is really not it. I really soon realized that working for the government was not the path that I wanted to take. And I played lacrosse in college, and my career ended early because I had an injury. So that spring, I went in the fall, that junior spring, I said, I want to take some time off. I just want to relax. And my family had a chocolate company. And I said, I just want to do this. And I never had any interest, never took an economics class, never had any interest in entrepreneurship. I got in there and loved sales. And I was like, I'm never going back to school. And so in 18 months, I grew the business from being in two states to being in 42 states. This is small businesses. And then I started realizing that the most successful people, just having conversations with them, had owned the real estate upon which all their stores were. So, you know, we would partner with Dean and DeLuca's or small businesses like that, gourmet shops, clothing stores. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And I said, I got to learn more about this. So I did some wholesaling last year. That's when I started at the beginning. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is brutal. This is, you know, it was a grind, and I was putting a lot of money out there and was fortunate enough to wholesale a couple of properties. And then I realized I wanted to go bigger. And I looked around and I said, I needed a mentor. And that's when I found the Jake and Gino community and jumped into that, jumped into the education. And that's what leads me today.
So Clayton, why didn't you want to work for the government?
Yeah. So, I was doing stuff basically helping expats develop small businesses in Buenos Aires. And most of what I was doing was just stamping visas. And I really quickly realized that there was this time invested in to rank. So if you're 5 years in the embassy, then this is the type of person you are, right? There was a really strict hierarchy, and it wasn't meritocratic. The hierarchy was based on the years that you were in there. And so the bureaucratic nature of it really was tough for me to deal with.
So you're basically saying the swamp sucks. I could be a rock star, and you know what? If I'm only here 2 years, I'm only going to get paid X. But if I become an entrepreneur and I get into 42 states and I grow up by 10X, I get more money in my pocket. Is that what you're saying?
That's basically what I'm saying.
So this is a shout out to everyone who's working in that type of situation. You should never be compensated by how many years you've been doing something. Equality of opportunity, right? Not the equality of the outcome. We should all have equal opportunity out there to be able to crush it, no matter what race, what color, what creed you are. I don't care what that means, but we're all going to have that equal opportunity. We may not have that nowadays, but that's what we're striving to have. We don't have the quality of outcome like the government or like other entities, like other bureaucracies. Even corporations are starting to set up like that also. So that's why, you know, it's really important that you start looking at your surroundings. Do you want that type of life? It's okay if you do. There's nothing wrong with it. You want to go up the corporate ladder and get up there, that's fine. Just be clear on that. So what drove you to get into multifamily? What was the spark that said, wow, this multifamily thing is great? Because you were wholesaling.
Yeah. I think that it was more seeing really clearly that the wholesaling was kind of an indirect expression of time in to reward out. And I wanted to, you know, you buy a property, you can build wealth by buying just one multifamily property. And I think it was just, I want to think bigger than this. I don't want to go off these one-off deals. Also, to be completely honest with you, and nothing against the people that were wholesaling, it was difficult for me to approach people in really distressed situations. I felt like I was taking advantage of them. And in the multifamily space, there are people that you can really help that are in distressed situations, but they're a lot more professional operators. And so just morally and ethically, it didn't sit that right with me. Plus, I mean, all the, like I alluded to earlier, all the financial benefits are amazing.
Love that. What problems were you experiencing before you joined the Jake and Gino team?
I was actually trying to think about this. I was reflecting a couple of weeks ago about the progress that I made in this really short amount of time. It was really confidence from education, right? So yesterday I went and saw a 32 unit, 33 unit, 26 unit, all a part of a portfolio. And I was walking into the building by myself representing my company, and being able to have those conversations with brokers and feeling confident and understanding the numbers and the underwriting is so critical. And that was the biggest thing that I got from the Jake and Gina community. Also, I mean, I would also say too, I've made a lot of friends and being in that environment that other people are really striving is really encouraging, especially in the multifamily game when it takes months and months and months to get your first deal.
So for me, the problems that I was experiencing before I created the Jake and Gino community were a lot more than what you were experiencing. For me, the first thing was, I didn't know what syndication was, right? There's a quote by Mark Twain that says, it ain't what you don't know that's going to get you in trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. So I always thought, wow, you need a lot of money to get into multifamily, right? It's not true. You need experience, you need education, and you need to be able to build a network. You can use other people's money, aka syndication. The next thing that I learned with the Jake and Gino community, this is from my learnings and my teachings and doing over 400 podcasts. It's really about the three pillars of real estate, and it's really about the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right. Knowing all three of those, knowing when to use owner financing, knowing when to use the syndication aspect of it, knowing when to JV a deal, knowing when to buy a 1970s build, knowing when to buy an ABC property, knowing when to buy a value add or to buy something that's totally distressed. All these words, if you don't know them, you need to check out Jake and Gino, because I didn't know them years ago. And once you empower yourself, you learn these things and you do what Clayton did, go on a property tour like we teach our students to do. Go talk to brokers and have the confidence. They're not going to ask you for proof of funds when you know what you're talking about, because they know that you're serious. But try to do that without the education. The first thing they're going to ask you is, where's your proof of funds? I'm sure they didn't ask you for proof of funds, Clayton, when you want to close those deals, because they know that you're a serious player. They know that Clayton probably has a credibility book already created. If you don't know what that is, go to jakeandgino.com. Download your credibility book, start building it, because you're going to have a business plan. You're going to show up prepared, and they're going to know what you're looking for. You're going to be looking for mom and pops or whatever aspect, whatever criteria that you're looking for. You want to add anything to that, Clayton?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest – I just want to emphasize the educational aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And when you're evaluating really big multifamily deals, like you said, when is the right time to owner finance? Mm-hmm. When's the right time to offer this? And one of the biggest things I actually learned recently from the Jake and Gino community is from Bill Hamm. And he was talking about understanding your rental numbers. Rents are not going to go up in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have 6% rent growth in all submarkets in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And that was like, wow, yeah, you're totally right. In underwriting more right now in our current economic climate, the uncertainty that we have for basically actuals and adding a little bit of spruce for the value add and everything there. But it's just these little small nuggets of information that you get that give you the confidence and give you the ability to effectively look at a really good multifamily asset and buy it.
I love that. So how did you find that first deal that you closed on? What did that look like?
Yeah. So, well, the first deal that I closed on was a 3-unit. It was a house hack in a really great submarket in Pittsburgh, right next to $250,000 or a quarter of a mile from a $50 million Whole Foods development. Mm. I just found it through cold calling. You know, I just knew the neighborhood. I wanted to be there and I wanted to leverage it. I knew it was a great buy. We're starting renovations now and we have about 60 to 70 extra, a little bit of extra on the top for equity that I'm just going to recycle and starting to buy more multifamily properties. And that was all through the appraisal. So that was my first one.
That's awesome. So what does it look like now that you close a deal? How do you feel? I mean, what are your next steps?
Yeah, that's great. So as soon as I closed that deal, I got another 5-unit under contract, another 7-unit with 17 garages, another 12 units. Like pretty much next, like right next to each other, right after. Mm-hmm. It's confidence. It's the ability to talk to the broker and say, yeah, I closed on this. It's a 3-unit, you know, it's not super big. But we have all these extra properties right now in the pipeline. Like I said, it's just confidence.
So talk to us about that though. When you say the word confidence, I mean, are you a better underwriter now? Are you a better communicator with the broker? Are you able to see the value add component on it? Are you able to look at the asset and go, this makes total sense? Whereas before, I didn't know what I was looking for. Was it NOI, rent growth? What about that confidence?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is it's kind of about the reps that you get from underwriting all these deals. You build this kind of intuitive muscle. Mm-hmm. And you have the intuitive muscle, it looks at, you know, you need to do you need to underwrite a ton of deals. You need to look through, am I really looking at all my renovation costs? Am I looking at my rental comps right? And it's even more about saying, what submarket am I in? And just asking yourself more questions, because in order to get a deal to the finish line, you know, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to think, you know, I wish I did an inspection on this sewer liner or whatever it was, but it's having those reps for underwriting to get to that final deal, especially in today's market. And again, I want to harp back to this. Every time I have a question, you know, I pull up my little, you know, Facebook and put in the Jake and Gino community, like, you know, I know this is a stupid question, but, and I get an answer. And that's been really helpful for me with putting all these other properties under contract as well.
I love that. So you have the community, you have the education, you have all that. Now, Clayton, picture this. I'm a 30-year-old. I am in the corporate world. I hate what I'm doing. Can you give me some tips on how to get into multifamily? Because I know I should be there. I know the tax benefits are great. I know the ability to create wealth is great. Where do I start?
Well, I mean, I would start with understanding what you don't have now. Mm-hmm. It being like a really effective self-assessment of, hey, what am I missing? And where can I find that? Whether it's education or it's a network, a mentor, I think that those are the foundations. I analogize for at least multifamily investing and wealth building in general. One of the foundations, in my opinion, is starting at that house hack level. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can just go up. But if you're going to, you know, you have a family and you're in a corporate America, you need the education to get into the, you know, having the confidence to talk to a broker and also having a community that you can do joint ventures and everything like that with.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So last question before we go to the personal development, what would you say is the key to your success other than confidence? What else would you say really just propelled me? Because going from a 3-unit and now having all these deals on the contract and now looking at 30, 40, 50 units and walking in, what was the key for you? What was the light bulb moment for you?
I think the key for me might have been the first deal. Like, mm-hmm. I think it was, I got this deal and I had a tremendous amount of self-doubt, and I had the Jake and Gina community and I felt, wow, like this is awesome. Like I think I know what I'm doing. And then I closed in the best submarket in Pittsburgh. I closed in and I'm like, wow, I can actually do this, right? Mm-hmm. And so the key was having faith that after one deal, it's actually going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I kind of hung on to that. That's really tangible, in especially in the multifamily investing space. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people talk about having that first deal. And so I thought, I just got to get my first deal. I just got to get it. And holding on to that, maybe it's blind faith, but it works for me.
That's awesome. I love that. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsor. Are you looking for ways to improve your life?
Here at Jake and Gino, our mission is to empower students through financial education and the vehicle of multifamily investing.
Yes, Jake. We agree that a person with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
We've created our proprietary 3-step framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right, that we teach to our community. This framework, along with education, our one-on-one mentorship, on-site boot camps, and the amazing community, has propelled our students to massive success.
We've all been there. We've had so many students that have been able to shift their mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and set a clear path to achieve their goals. Whether you're currently fixing and flipping, wholesaling, or buying single-family rentals, and you know that multifamily investing is the right vehicle for you, I encourage you to visit jakeandgino.com/apply to schedule your complimentary consultation with our team. And I want to let you know, this isn't a high pressure sales call. It's really just a discovery call to get to know each other better and see if we're a good fit for working together. And if for any reason we're not a good fit, our team has tons of resources we will share with you to help you along your journey.
If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels, go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule your call now.
All right, Clayton, I got some personal development questions here for you. What's your favorite book you've ever read and why?
My favorite book. I would say it's, I'm going to do two. So my first one is Wealth Can't Wait by David Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy down in Keller Williams, owns a ton of franchises, big real estate investor, and he has this book, and it's like a personal finance book akin to The Rich Dad Poor Dad, but I wasn't going to say that because everyone says it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really helps you think about how to build wealth and time output and everything. It really breaks it down in how to set goals. And the other one is Unleash the Giant Within. Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tony Robbins is, I went to his conference. I'm just the biggest fan. And wow, that was one of the books that really had a positive impact on my life.
Huge. What about best habit for success?
Best habit for success is every night I look at my day and I ask myself, and this is relatively new, I ask myself, did I really leave it out on the field today? And ruthlessly saying if I did or I didn't. And ruthlessly saying, am I moving myself closer to my goals? Or am I just thinking that I'm moving myself closer to my goals?
I like that. Self-reflection is key. All right. So look, this has been an action-packed episode, and there's a lot of golden nuggets that stand out to me, and I got two of them that hit really hard. One of them, I think, is education inspires confidence, which leads to results. I definitely think if you look at Clayton's journey, it's a huge theme there. And then the other one is analyze and reflect, and then look to fill your weaknesses. That's exactly what Clayton did, and that's what got him to where he is now. Gino, I know you have something to add to this. Let's hear him.
So picture this. You have a young Clayton Hepler. He's in college, soul-sucking college, goes to Buenos Aires for 8 months, habla español. I don't know how to speak Portuguese, but I guess it's pretty close. But goes there, and he starts stamping visas. And he goes, holy crap, this ain't for me, man. I don't want to be here. I got to be here for 5 years to make a few bucks. This is not me. I'm going to go home and take a little break. Hey, my parents got this little chocolate company. They've got two states. Let me see what I can do. I like sales. I start growing it. I get into 42 states. And by the way, I played lacrosse, but you know what? That went bye-bye because I got hurt. So I'm in chocolate. I like the chocolate thing, but you know what? It's not my passion. I see that chocolate stores, and they own their buildings. So let me figure out this real estate thing. This looks really interesting. I'll start wholesaling some deals. But you know what? Going to granny's door and knocking on granny's door feels like I'm taking advantage of it. That just doesn't sit well with me. So for me, I like multifamily. How do I get into this multifamily thing? I'm only 24 years old. I'm in Pittsburgh. Heard this guy named Jake and Gino. I love their podcast. Let me reach out to them. I become a mentee of the community. And the biggest thing that I get out of it is confidence and not knowing how to underwrite a deal, but actually going in and being able to underwrite deals, look at rental comps, talk to brokers, put deals on the contract and have the confidence to do that. And then 6 months later, I'm part of the community, bought my first deal, looking for the future. And here I am, Josh. Anything to add, Clayton, to that picture?
Sounds like a pretty cool guy to me.
Hey, dude, if I was wearing that shirt, I'd be a pretty cool guy too. You know what I'm saying?
Anything to add? No, I mean, I just want to publicly thank, you know, you, Gino, and Josh as well, that I really, you know, I would always listen to podcasts, Bigger Pockets podcasts, whatever. And I would listen to people talk about, you know, being a part of a community. And I was like, this is total BS. You know, like this is like, you know, the guy's getting paid, whatever it was, you know, and they weren't really authentic. I mean, I really, my whole mental space shifted when I became a part of the Jake and Gino community.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I haven't been to a Buy Right boot camp yet, Josh, I plan on coming to one in the future. And I think it was, for me, it was a momentous decision to to join the community.
And it's important, everybody. What Clayton is talking about, he's talking about our on-site events that we have. He hasn't been to one, but he's been on an accountability pod. He's been on the weekly lessons. There's so many other things that the community has to offer. But those on-sites right now, they're so important because getting on-site to a property, learning from coaches, doing a bus tour, that's all part of being in a community. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for training. You're looking for people who are actually doing it, who are in the space right now. And that will actually dramatically cut your learning curve. I didn't have that. That's why it took Jake and I 18 months to find the first deal. That's why it took us, you know, Clayton was talking about, how do you network with the broker? Well, you don't go into a broker's office and think that you're the man. You think that, you know what, this broker has something for me. What can I do? How can I build rapport? You know, what presents or gifts can I send to this broker? How do I add value to this broker's life? Do what I say what I do, close that first deal, make it easy to work with. And then if I had learned those lessons, I'd probably have 3,000 units right now, but we're a little slow and I didn't have a community. So Josh, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah. Clayton, how can the listeners get a hold of you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. So you can, I'll give my email out on my cell phone. It doesn't matter. 724-708-6677. I'm always available, always interested in talking about real estate and wealth building in general. Clayton.Hepler@Bevan, B as in boy, E as in elephant, VAN properties.com. LinkedIn, my name, and Facebook also.
Listen, Clayton, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your movers and shakers story. Now, guys, listen, if you like the show, please leave us a review. And until next time, let's make it a movers and shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, Clayton.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.